What happens when a casual arrangement to save face becomes the realest thing in your life? It all begins with betrayal and a desperate moment. Hockey star Silas Taters, center forward for the Vancouver Agitators, is still nursing wounds from discovering his ex-girlfriend Sarah cheating on him 2 years ago. Now she's the team's new marketing director, forcing him to face his past daily. Meanwhile, journalism student Ollie Parker runs into her ex-boyfriend with his new girlfriend, the same woman he'd sworn was just a friend, at a popular sports bar. Feeling humiliated, she scans the room and spots Silas brooding alone at the bar. "I know this is crazy," she whispers urgently, "but would you mind pretending to be my boyfriend for about 5 minutes?" The fake kiss they share becomes social media fodder, but more importantly, reveals a genuine spark between them. Their conversation uncovers a serendipitous alignment of needs. Ollie needs insider access for her journalism assignment on hockey culture, while Silas needs a shield against Sarah's attempts to rekindle their relationship. Their arrangement seems perfect. Ollie will pose as Silas's girlfriend at team events, getting unprecedented access while helping him maintain boundaries with Sarah. Neither expects how quickly their carefully constructed facade will begin to crack under the weight of genuine feelings. At a black tie fundraiser, Silas and Ollie formalize their arrangement with a napkin contract. Puck offers lipstick, exclusive gym access, and hockey knowledge in exchange for making his ex jealous. Their agreement establishes clear boundaries, especially the no whorehouse policy forbidding sexual involvement. Their first public appearance immediately tests them. When Ollie's boss asks how they met, she panics, inventing a ridiculous story about Silas at urgent care with a rock in his nose and later photographing zoo animals for a secret wildlife blog. As they attend Boston's high society events together, they naturally slip into authentic couple behaviors. Their hands find each other in crowds, their bodies drift closer during conversations, and their kisses linger longer than necessary. "I don't like seeing my girl talking to another man," Silas admits intensely after pulling Ollie away from Sarah's provocations. Though he adds, "for our fake relationship, of course," neither seems convinced by the qualification. Vulnerability begins to crack their professional boundaries. After a difficult encounter with Sarah, Silas unexpectedly follows Ollie to her dorm room, collapses on her bed, and falls asleep, a turning point in their relationship. "Seeing Sarah made me shut down," Silas admits. "She wore things she knew I used to love." They bond over manipulative exes, with Ollie sharing that her grandmother was her only true supporter before passing away, and that she began exercising after being mocked for her weight in high school. Their emotional intimacy grows alongside physical attraction. In Silas's sauna, Ollie admits being horny around him, while Silas accidentally reveals Sarah cheated on him. On her grandmother's death anniversary, they visit the zoo. When they encounter donkeys while Silas's fly is down as they eat chicken tenders, exactly like in Ollie's fabricated story, the coincidence sends them into fits of laughter. What began as calculated performance gradually transforms into something resembling a real relationship, except for the artificial constraints they've placed on themselves. From their first fake kiss, Silas and Ollie's physical attraction is undeniable. Despite agreeing to keep things platonic, their bodies rebel against this arrangement. When Ollie uses Silas's gym and tight leggings or sits in his sauna wearing only a towel, the tension between them escalates as she admits his effect on her. Their encounters intensify during their fake relationship. At a sponsorship event after Silas's hockey game, Ollie deliberately teases him, sitting on his lap and running her fingers through his hair. When Sarah touches Silas's thigh, Ollie claims her territory with a kiss that leaves him struggling for composure. On Ollie's birthday, after watching Silas score during a game, their restraint finally breaks. In a moment of passion, Silas pleasures Ollie to a powerful climax. When they eventually consummate their relationship after acknowledging their genuine feelings, Ollie confesses he's ruined her for all men, a declaration that fills Silas with pride. Both Silas and Ollie carry emotional baggage that complicates their growing feelings. Silas's trauma stems from discovering his ex-girlfriend Sarah cheating just as he planned to propose, leaving him feeling unworthy and unlovable. "I still struggle with trust issues," Silas admits during a vulnerable FaceTime call. "I'm not sure I'll ever be good enough." Ollie's insecurities come from her relationship with Yanni, who treated her like an accessory. When Silas ignores her during an encounter with Sarah, these wounds resurface, prompting Ollie to confront him about repeating Yanni's behavior. Despite his feelings for Ollie, Silas fears he's not ready for a relationship. When she expresses desire for commitment, he admits he's not mentally ready, yet responds powerfully when she offers to help him get there, something Sarah never did. Their journey involves not just falling for each other, but healing through vulnerability. Silas and Ollie's relationship faces its greatest test when professional and personal boundaries blur. When journalism student Ollie approaches Silas about investigating the agitators, he assumes she's using him for career advancement. Their relationship shatters after an article appears under Ollie's name revealing private information about Sarah cheating on Silas, details Ollie had promised to keep confidential. Silas feels utterly betrayed. The truth? Ollie never wrote those details. A jealous coworker added them after overhearing private conversations. Upon discovering this, Ollie confronts her boss, quits her internship, and headbutts the coworker in anger. This misunderstanding costs Ollie everything: her academic standing, housing scholarship, and journalism career, along with losing Silas, who refuses her explanation. Eventually, a mutual friend reveals the truth to Silas. Remorseful, he writes the truth about Silas Taters, publicly admitting his mistake. He travels to Los Angeles, where Ollie works, delivers his article in person, and kneels before her with a heartfelt apology. After reconciling, Silas and Ollie build a natural life together. Ollie arranges remote work covering games in Los Angeles while living with Silas, balancing both their careers and dreams. When Ollie moves in, Silas tells her, "You can have anything you want," symbolizing his complete emotional surrender. Though certain she's the woman he wants to marry, he shows growth by giving their relationship time while secretly planning a summer proposal. "Everything is right in my world," Silas reflects, marking his transformation from cynicism. "The agitators are having their best season ever, I've forgiven Sarah, and most importantly, Ollie is my future, not just a chapter in my story, but the whole narrative from here on out." Their journey from fake relationship to profound love shows how pretending can reveal our authentic selves. By playing devoted partners, they created space for genuine feelings to emerge, proving sometimes the most circuitous path leads to the most honest destination.